And good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the morning show. I'm Susie Prez today here without my co-host, Chris Bessler. So if you're listening, Chris, hi. And this is Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. My guests this morning for the morning interview are organizers of the upcoming Chafe 150 Grand Fondo bike ride, Melvin Dick, director, I'm assuming.
Just a member of the committee.
Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
And Mariah Williams, you're part of the Rotary and the Chafe 150 committee.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. We're going to talk all about it, and we wish that Chris was here because, as you said, Mel, he has been involved since the beginning. It's been 15 years.
That's right.
And so, but we'll figure out what to say without Chris. But first, let's go to the National Weather Service because we have some weather to report. And I don't know why I'm looking at a very odd little screen here. Oh, there we go. So from the National Weather Service, currently it's 52 degrees. We have a 90% chance of rain today. That's pretty much what's going to rain. Tonight we have 62, 10%, and Thursday 30% chance of showers. And then Thursday on out, and for the Chafe 150, we have good weather. It looks like mostly sunny, a little bit of chance of this and that, but I think you're going to have great weather for the, and that's this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be great. The ride's on Saturday, June 17th, and the forecast shows it's going to be in about the mid-70s, which is perfect bike riding weather.
That is perfect. We don't want too hot, and we don't want pouring rain. So.
And perfect after-party weather.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We'll talk all about that. And so welcome, Mel and Mariah, and thanks for coming in again to help us get a picture of what the Chafe 150 is Grand Fondo bike ride is all about. I know it's the 15th year. Chafe is not just fun and community-supported bike ride. It is a unique ride that is vital to the support of students in the Lake Pend'Oreille School District. So it's a big picture. And I think the best thing to do for our listeners, since we have new listeners all the time, is to get a little bit of a history. How did this bike ride come about? To support education, has it always supported education? It's been 15 years. And Mel, have you been involved since the beginning?
I have been involved since the beginning. It came about 15 years ago when Brad Williams had this idea when he and I were on the board of the Panhandle Alliance for Education that he would start a bike ride as a fundraiser for them. And the name Chafe comes from Cycle Hard for Education. And we added that A in the middle because those of you who are bike riders know that you can chafe when you bike ride. So that's where the name came from. It has always been for the support of education in the school district. Initially, it started out as a fundraiser for the Panhandle Alliance for Education's Ready for Kindergarten program, which is a program where parents go through a program with their kids from the birth to age 5 to get them ready for kindergarten. Wonderfully successful program. Most of those kids come in prepared to read and do much, much better as they go throughout school. Sandpoint Rotary took over the ride after 5 years by PAFE, and we continued the tradition of education. Initially, it was for students on the autism spectrum, and then it became the after-school reading and literacy program of the school district. And for last year and this year and the coming year, it will be for the Book Trust program.
So how is it determined which programs sort of, as you said in the beginning, it was PAFE, Ready for Kindergarten program for the first 5 years, and then it was for children with autism, and I think they were getting these funds helped them get appropriate, technical assistance in the classrooms, and then it went to the after-school reading program, and now it's for
the Book Trust.
The Book Trust. So, okay. How did you decide to move to the Book Trust?
Sure. Well, when PAFE was handling the ride, the Ready for Kindergarten program was the ride's intended purpose. And once the ride transitioned to the Rotary Club of Sandpoint, every 3 years, the cause is evaluated for change and goes through an application process to where it's evaluated by committee members and the Rotary Club itself to determine a 3-year stint of the supported cause.
Okay. And so this is the first year it's moved to...
This will be the second year of this 3 years for the book trust, and we have one more year on the book trust specifically, and it could continue depending on what the Rotary Club decides to do.
So it sounds like a good thing to support the book trust, but what is the book trust?
Well, the book trust is a national program, and it's based in Colorado. It's a program where students get $8 a month and during the school year, and they are allowed to pick out and buy their own books from a book provider for schools. They then have a day at school when those books come in. They read to each other. It's kindergarten through third grade, and then they can take those books home. They can keep them at school. They're theirs to keep. They build up a library. They take them home and read them to their siblings and things like that. So we are fortunate. The only school district in the state of Idaho to have this program is Lake Ponderay School District. And probably many of the parents in the school district probably believe this is really funded through the school district. Well, it's funded through private donations. There was a lady named Karen Quill who, when she moved to Idaho, she started the Book Trust program here in Idaho, and Rotary has been a longtime supporter of the program. We chose last year to take it on as the major cause of the CHAFE 150 bike ride. But if you've ever had a chance, and we take our Rotarians to a couple different schools, and you watch these kids open up these books, the joy and the smiles, and watching them read to each other. And we know it makes a huge difference. Again, when we look at the reading test scores for Lake Ponderay School District, the Ready for Kindergarten program, the Reading with Lucky, which is a dog reading program that kids get, our program for the Book Trust. I mean, it's just amazing the results that we have, which sets people up for life. You learn to read until you're in the third grade. After the third grade, you read to learn. So if you can't read at the third grade, it's a long time problem.
I love that. And in just thinking about a book trust, it brings to mind, you know, a lot of kids are using tablets probably in the schools. That's very common. But a book, it's something you can hold. Mm-hmm. You can hold. Tell us about your feelings about that, Mariah. I can see that you're nodding your head.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I'm a Kindle reader myself, but I do have, you know, my favorite books I own on paper. And I went to a book trust book opening day a few months ago. And well, first off, one of the things, I'm an accountant, and one of the things that I think the book trust also brings in for these kids is they have a budget every month. They learn to use that budget. They learn a little bit of financial literacy as they're picking out their books. They're building what they want, and they're building their home library. So I think that's a wonderful thing as well. But when I went to the book trust, Trust opening day, the story that stood out to me the most is, I don't remember what grade classroom I was in, but there was a student who spoke very little English and was learning literacy. And so she's opening her books with her classmates and the excitement. And I had, she was a refugee here in Sandpoint, and just watching her excitement to learn a new language and what the book trust brought to her in terms of literacy was just really eye-opening, and an amazing aspect of this program.
So a real book in your hands that you sit down. I like the idea of reading to your siblings eventually, mm-hmm. or friends, or even to your parents, mm-hmm. and it's a real book. And these books are, graded for their age level, I'm sure, but they're beautiful. Oftentimes, children's books have beautiful artwork in them and have lessons to learn and things like that. So what age group is this book trust focused on?
It's kindergarten through third grade.
Okay, as you said. Mm-hmm. And how much funds are needed? What's the hope?
The annual cost of the program for the school district is approximately $100,000. So it is a major program. Rotary through CHAFE is just one of the funders of the program. I will say we had an extremely successful year last year, and we donated $80,000 to the school district.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Yeah. That is significant.
This year, given the economy and things like that, I'm not so sure we'll be quite as successful, but we're still going to have a great ride, and we'll be able to, you know, contribute a significant amount to them. The other thing I might want to note is the CHAFE not only supports the Book Trust as its major cause, but it also supports other Rotary Youth Service activities. So we just granted $27,000 worth of scholarships, academic scholarships. We just granted another, I think, 30-plus thousand of career technical education scholarships. So it helps us fund those types of programs. It helps us fund some leadership programs for high school seniors and some other things that are all youth-related. So it's not just the Book Trust. It wasn't just autism when we were doing it back then, or the after-school reading program. But the big benefit goes to that. And one thing that's really exciting this year, we have secured some anonymous donations to be used as matching funds. So if you ride into CHAFE 150, you're, in addition to your registration fees, you're required to contribute a minimum of $50 towards the ride causes. Our funds that we have that are matching this year, so every dollar that somebody contributes greater than $50, and it doesn't have to be a rider, it could be somebody else that's contributing money as well, we've got matching funds available. So for basically, you know, roughly $45, someone will grant the ability for one student a year, because it's about $85, $90 a year to go through the program. So it's really kind of a neat new thing we have. So we really hope we can get a lot of riders and others to donate.
Yeah, those matching funds really count. So let's move over to the race itself. And we've been talking about what the profits go to. So the ride itself, I'm sure it has evolved over the past 15 years. And you go ahead. I mean, I've written down notes on it, but you've added a new gravel route. But it's a 150-mile ride, an 80-mile, and a family fun. So just delineate the race to us, to give us a picture of what that whole thing looks like.
Sure. So first, our ride, one of our ride founders would tell us, we like to emphasize it's a ride, not a race. We do time it, but the goal is really to bring the community together, and the Grand Fondo style rides really advocate that more than, you know, the race and the times. So there's no prize if you finish first, other than we'll give you a pat on the back. But our prizes go to our fundraisers rather than our top finishers. The CHAFE's longest distance and its kind of namesake ride is our 150-mile ride. It's a grand loop around the Cabinet Mountains. So it goes through beautiful lake and river valleys. Our 80-mile route incorporates half of the 150-mile route. So our 150 starts in Sandpoint, goes up through Bonners, across over through the Yak, through Detroit, across Highway 56, through Clark Fork, and then back essentially along Highway 200. There's a couple offshoots there to get you off the highway. And then our 80-mile ride starts in Troy and follows that same route back to town. We also have a 25 and a 40-mile route. Those incorporate mostly roads out in the Selly Valley, beautiful and accessible for many people who aren't interested in sitting on a bike for, you know, 5 to 10 hours. and then we have a family fun ride in partnership with the city of Sandpoint, who helps put that shorter ride on for young people and their families. But this year, we're very excited. You know, you talked about the evolution of the ride. The evolution of cycling has taken a little less a little less people onto the roads and a lot more people onto the trails. And so gravel riding has become a very popular form of bike riding. And so this year we're incorporating a 55-mile gravel route that will start in Clark Fork and end at City Beach in Sandpoint. We're very excited about it. It has a lot of registrants. It seems to be popular, so we're looking forward to that route.
This new gravel route, as you say, starts in Clark Fork, and it's about 55 miles, but it's part of a new series of gravel riding, and that's includes the 3/4 minus cycle tour in May, and then there's also going to be what they call the Monarch Grind in September, and that's a fundraiser for KRFY in the Panada, by the way.
Yes.
And when you're talking about the family, or the 25 and 40-mile route that goes out into the Sully Valley, well, if you keep your eyes open, you'll see KRFY volunteers there at the North...
Northside Elementary School.
Right, that's where we're doing our volunteer...
Rest stop,
refreshment station, so...
So our gravel riders and our 25 and 40-mile riders will be utilizing that Northside Elementary School rest stop. So thank you for putting that on.
Yeah, well, you guys walk us through it. We just show up, basically, which makes it really easy in a lot of ways. And it's fun. I think we have music, and at times we even hook into the KRFY live feed. So if you if you're out and about, say hi to us at Northside. And so we're talking about the beauty of this ride. When I hear about it, I think, how many people from out of town show up? Because it's kind of gotten a reputation, as you say, for a Gran Fondo.
Yeah, I would say probably up to 70% of our riders are from out of town. We have riders from all over the United States. I talked to a friend of mine who lives here in Sandpoint. He's got two buddies of his coming up from Florida to do the ride. One of our a Rotarian who lives in California but comes to a lot of our meetings because he splits his time between Sandpoint and California. He's got several of his Rotarian buddies coming up to do the ride. There'll be riders from Canada. I don't know if we have any international riders other than Canada signed up this year, but it's a big thing. The 150 is the draw for the out of towners. It's a challenge.
It's a serious bike ride. You're training for that ahead of time.
You train for the 150, and those type of riders, they ride year-round, even in the winter up here in Sandpoint. So they're ready for those rides almost any day they can get on their bike and do those rides. You know, the 25 and the 40 are very popular with some of our local riders because, again, those are very doable rides. You don't have to train for 6 months a year to be able to ride the 25. You could probably get on your bike and do it yourself. If you wanted to. The benefit to the community is you see all these people coming in for the ride, and it generates probably, and this is just a wild guess, but I would say several hundred thousand dollars of value is added to the community by the time those dollars get spent. A lot of these people stay at all the hotels in town and things like that.
Right, the Airbnbs, the visitor value.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a great community standpoint. The other thing that's really neat about it, and you touched on it before, is there's so many different organizations involved with this. It's not, you know, you guys are doing a rest stop at Northside Elementary. Selkirk Design is doing the rest stop up at Bonner's Ferry. Lake Pendere School District is doing the rest stop at both Troy and Yak. Rotary does the rest stop at Bull River. Another organization is doing the rest stop, water stop. Pottery Peddlers is involved, Friends of Scotchman Peak. It is truly, truly a community to do it, and it takes somewhere between 100 and 150 volunteers to put this ride on. So I call it herding the cats.
Well, it also shows the unique beauty of our community because everyone wants to participate in some way. And if you're not volunteering or you're not riding, the really fun thing I did one year was just go down to the beach afterwards and watch the riders come in. They're really happy because they've got their endorphins up anyways. And they've rode bikes through beautiful country. I think that's a unique aspect of this ride also is the beauty of the ride itself. the scenery that you go through and the ups and downs and all that.
We've been named one of the top 10 scenic rides in the country. A few years ago, we were named the number 3 charity ride in the country by Bicycle Magazine, which is arguably the largest publication for road cycling in the country. So you're right. It's absolutely beautiful. Mariah, you might talk a little bit about the after ride party, because that's coming back to the whole community involvement.
Absolutely. So our after ride party, so if you're tuning in and you don't want to get on your bicycle and ride, you know, a family fun ride to 25 to 150 miles with us, come on down to the after ride party. So we're set up down by City Beach on the lawn right outside Trinity. We have catered dinner by Trinity. It's wonderful food. And you can purchase a dinner ticket, drink tickets, and come on down and celebrate the riders who are finishing and support the Book Trust program. And enjoy just a wonderful afternoon, evening on the beach.
On the beach. And it's going to be beautiful weather, too.
Yes.
So I just want to give a shout out to Trinity. There's so many organizations and businesses in our community that just give. And Trinity is one of them. So thank you for that. And Trinity is also a valued KRFY underwriter to boot. So thank you again. And so the after party, you mentioned, Mariah, that we had you had another ride that was smaller than the 25.
It's, yes.
Tell us about that, because some people have very young children that would like to get them geared into something like this.
Absolutely. So the family fun ride that I mentioned before, it starts and ends at City Beach, and it's a partnership between the City of Sandpoint, Parks and Rec Department, the City of Ponderay, the YMCA, and Lake Ponderay School District, and they come together to put this family fun ride on in coordination with the CHAFE. So it starts and ends at City Beach. They ride up the Sand Creek Trail and return to City Beach, and then the organizations will put on, you know, activities for kids there at the end of the beach. So, you know, face painting and different things like that will be happening down at City Beach Park. And you can bring littles. You can put them in a trailer, tow them behind you. And there's lots of fun things happening on the trail as well for those families who are participating in that.
I bet that's a fun moment in time to see all those little kids on their little bikes. They even have bikes without pedals.
Yeah,
you just run with
lots of little ones on their Strider bikes.
Oh, those are called Strider bikes.
Strider bikes.
Okay, and you mentioned, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh no, no, go ahead.
You mentioned the partnership between the City Parks and Rec, all of your volunteer groups, the nonprofits that are hosting your refreshment stations, water stations, things like that. What are some of the other partners? And it really sounds like this is a whole community event. It really is.
And
complete celebration.
And we haven't mentioned, you know, our sponsors for the ride are really our major partners on the ride, particularly helping us raise the funds. We have roughly 100 sponsors, and I need to give a shout out to a couple of our really major, major sponsors that help us out and continue to help us out year over year.
Absolutely. Our primary sponsor are Lighthouse Foods, Remax, and Lake Media as our platinum sponsors. And then our gold level sponsors include Ting, KPND, the Bonner County Daily Bee, and the Quill family.
So if you want to, if someone's listening and they'd like to join in this way, is our sponsorship still open?
Sponsorships are still available. Every year we end up getting from 1 to 3 sponsorships actually after the ride. So they're still available. You can simply go to the website, or you could contact me, and I'd be happy to talk to you about that.
How would someone do that, Mel?
You could just call me or text me at 208-610-5578.
Okay, so that's 208-610-5578. And at this point in time, it's probably the best way to get a hold of you, because you're probably nonstop working on this now.
The ride, preparing for the day of the ride, actually starts this afternoon, and it ends Monday afternoon.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because I know that there's a lot of infrastructure involved and necessary safety and traffic and all that. There's so many levels, but what are you going to be starting this afternoon and what does that look like?
We start with this afternoon with signs and picking up sign holders down in Spokane. And we go through tomorrow and Friday with marking the route and putting signs up. And it's important to kind of understand that this isn't just one ride. It's multiple rides, multiple starting locations. And we have 250 miles of road that riders are going to be on. And we have to keep track of those riders. We have to make sure they're supported. So there is mechanical support on all the rides. There is medical support from Bonner Health on all the rides. And then there are motorcycles and vehicles there to help riders, pick riders up, etc. So the signing and the course marking all take place before Friday afternoon, quite frankly. Registration opens up on 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon down at City Beach. You'll see the tents down there.
So last-minute
registration. Last-minute registrations and rider packet pickup. So majority of riders come in on Friday, pick up their packets, late registration. Saturday morning, registration starts at 5 a.m. in the morning because the first ride takes off at 6:30 and riders get breakfast before they take off. So there's a massive effort to mark the course, put the signs up on the course. Safety is a number one concern, frankly. At the end of the day, safety is our major concern for not only our riders, but for our volunteers as well. Then there's the actual ride support during the day of the ride. The after ride party it's epic. There's no other way to describe it. And I'd really encourage, you don't have to ride. Please come down. We have a beer and wine garden.
Put on by the 219.
We have the meals, the family fun ride activities. You'll see riders in the water. They bring their families. We have had riders ride the 150-mile ride. Well, their families are riding the family fun ride with their kids. And then after the ride is over at about 8 o'clock at night, which is really the official end of the ride, then the cleanup starts. All those signs have to be taken down, all that course marking and things like that. And by Monday afternoon, we're pretty much done.
So who's organizing that part of it, the infrastructure, the putting up the signs, making sure that the route is adequately, marked, things like that?
Well, we have a committee of about 8 people that work year-round on the ride, and each of us takes specific aspects of that. The overall kind of administration and what I call the herding the cats, so everybody shows up at their designated time and their task and their day, it really is Mariah and myself.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's a big job. And I do know that Chafe is well-known for the, as you mentioned, the safety and the medical support and things like that, because you never know. The weather can really affect how a rider turns out in a 150-mile ride. And so you said Bonner General is part of that, but that costs money to have that medical support, doesn't it? Or is this all volunteer?
Our medical support is volunteer. Okay. So we're one of the top charity rides in the nation, as Mel mentioned, and a lot of that has to do with the support that we provide riders on the day of. So all of our medical, mechanical, and rider support on the day of, it's all volunteer. We do pay for a little bit of traffic control support because those are professional. We utilize some professional flaggers in a dangerous left-hand turn so that we can keep that safe for our riders. But otherwise, all the people that you're going to see on course are volunteer.
That's pretty amazing.
And we have an amazing story that if we could. There's 2 nurses down at the after ride party and when the riders are coming in, and they're there to handle any kind of medical things. Last year, an employee of Trinity had a serious medical condition to the point where he had actually stopped breathing, and those nurses saved him.
Oh, my goodness. That is a story. They were there at the right time.
They were there at the right time.
So was he in cooking or?
No, he was one of the bartenders, okay. And he had a problem with his heart.
Hopefully he's okay.
He's okay today, and he would not have made it to Bonner General in time to survive.
What a lucky guy.
Yes, our medical support really, really stepped up there.
We will have an emergency room doc on the support team this year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, they probably will have fun with that too. So I want to get back a little bit to the sponsorship. As you said, it's still available to be opened. What does that look like if someone's listening that would, by the way, KRFY listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY. I'm Susie Prez, and I'm here this morning with Melvin Dick and Mariah Williams from the Chafe 150 Grand Fondo bike ride that is happening this weekend, and we're hearing all about it. I love that you come in every year and tell us about it. We should have a after ride recoup sometime because
that'd
I think
be fun.
It would be fun because now we know what's coming. Let's hear what happened. Right? Because you have stories about the riders, and I know that one year I was riding somewhere and someone was on the side of the road and an emergency motorcyclist stopped and helped them because they just needed a little bit of support. And so I think the motorcycle clubs, is there a club that works with them?
These are all individuals. They're one of our members of our committee coordinates finding volunteers. Some of, they change every year. Some have been doing it from day one.
Yeah. You're both very relaxed with this coming up. So good job on organizing again. It's a facade, right?
Yeah. Did you have, you know, on sponsorships, the sponsorships range from $250 up to $15,000. So you can, at any level that you want to participate, we have people that give us $100 for a sponsorship, and we give you credit for that on our website.
All right.
And if you want to come down to the after ride party and make a donation, just remember that our donations on ride day are being matched by our matching donors. So if you do come down and you want to make a donation, we'd love to have you. We also have some great raffle items going on down at our after ride party. We have a whiskey barrel put together locally that raises a fair bit of money, but was won by a local Sandpoint winner last year. And it's a whiskey barrel full of whiskey, I guess I should say. And then we have a bike we're raffling off. We sell a lot of merchandise down there. So,
well, that's fun. So if you have an extra $100, you can throw it in the pot. It will get matched.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. And it goes for a great cause. Let's talk a little bit again about the reason you're doing this. And have been doing it for the 15th year. It's really for children. It's for our children in the public school. And this year it's dedicated to
the Book Trust Program. And some other Rotary youth services like scholarships, leadership programs for us.
If you had a goal of what you would like to bring in, so we hope we get to this point. Is there a goal or is it?
$1 million.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hoping that you get there.
No, we have raised over $1 million since the beginning of this ride.
Well, that's significant.
Our goal on a net basis is always between $50,000 and $100,000. Mm-hmm. And this year we'll probably be somewhere in that neighborhood.
Sure. And so, okay. Anything else you'd like to say about this? Still encourage people to registering on Friday starting at 3 mm-hmm. and Saturday morning, really bright and early. I didn't write that number. That
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock because the race starts at 6.
Yeah, the 150 starts at 6:30, but the other rides start later. So you can register throughout the morning. A lot of people will come down and register. We hope the day of for the family fun ride. Uh-huh. Kids under 12 are free. They have to have an adult with them, the $10 for the adult. So it's a very affordable family.
And a helmet, I'm hoping.
And you have to wear a helmet, and there will be a safety presentation for about a half an hour before to help little kids kind of understand why it's important.
I was thinking about what a great community this is because yesterday at the library, I noticed they were doing a safe child seat in the car seat. Check, and I think they had some to give away for people that didn't have them. Mm-hmm. And I know that some organization gives away bike helmets, and the essential importance of children seeing adults wear helmets too. Do adults have to wear helmets on the road?
Adults need to wear helmets as well.
Helmets are required, and helmets save lives.
I agree 100%. So, okay. So, again, any contact information? So where do they go at 3 o'clock or in the morning on Saturday to register?
They go down to City Beach Park. You'll see several very large white tents there, and one of them will be for registration. If you want to learn more about the ride, you want to register online. Today is the last day to register online, but you simply go to www.chafe150.org.
That's pretty easy. Say that again.
www.chafe150.org.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say, Mariah?
No, just thank you for having us, and we hope the community comes on. You come on down and ride, or come enjoy the beautiful afternoon on the lake with us on Saturday.
It sounds good to me, and I just want to say thank you to both of you and your whole committee, the Rotary, and the Chafe group that has put this together. It's a big job. You're doing an awesome job. It's well-known, and I love the fact that it's so well-known in the biking world as a great ride, and it benefits our community, too, not just the children who benefit from the funds gathered from the ride. So, good work. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, KRFY listeners, that was an interview with Mariah Williams and Mel Dick from the Chafe 150 Grand Fondo Bike Ride and the Rotary Club who puts it on. And if you did not get to hear this interview, it will be available on our website at KRFY.org later in the afternoon. There's valuable information. I thought it was very interesting. And what this bike ride supports, perfect.